This trip was a little different for me. I wasn't really married, you know. She was looking for something real deep. I had kind of ulterior motives. I wanted to, a long time ago when Vital came and talked about doing the building blocks, I just was, I wanted to do, you know, he talked about doing the building and then masonry and stuff. Well, that's what I do. I deal with mud. I'm a ceramic tile setter. So anyway, that was the first thing that spurred me about going and, you know, I wanted to go down and work on this building. So as this thing kind of progressed, and then I found out, I assumed I was going to that, but when I got involved with 55.5, it started to make, you know, look like that that's not what this was. And but James told me, no, we'll make a construction trip too, you know. So anyway, the whole thing really kind of changed for me, the whole dynamic, okay? I mean, I found out I really wasn't going down there to do, you know, but we were going to do something in construction. But then I started getting more excited about, I know I'm supposed to, I will share about the pool, but I actually started getting more excited about doing the VBS stuff too, because I really do, I love kids. And the picture's not here. There's not a picture, I don't have the picture here. I need to get one from Linda, but the second day God really blessed me. I got to hold a baby for 45 minutes. This little girl was, I mean, I was, you know, Jay was doing his thing with the kids, but I had the good job, okay, because I do child care here, and for me to get to go over there and hold this little girl for 45 minutes, and I'm telling you what, man, it was just, that I didn't need anything more. That's all I needed. I'm telling you, that, you know, it was just, it was incredible. This girl came with her little, you know, the kids there, they learn a lot of responsibility real small. That becomes real, real apparent. You know, it didn't take me very long to, you know, the life is hard over there. I'm thoroughly convinced that I have way too much here. And that's kind of one of the biggest things I learned over there is that I just need to be quiet. I've been a mess at my work. And that's one of the things that God showed me was that I got nothing to be a mess about, you know. And especially, like I say, those kids, man, they learn, you know, you can just see it. This 12-year-old girl had her little girl, her sister with her, you know. And so she couldn't participate in any of the stuff, and so I offered to hold her. And that's how I got to hold, you know, I thought I was doing something for her, but I was really, it touched me too. To get to hold that little girl for 45 minutes was just a blessing. And I was playing peekaboo with her with my hat, and it was just, it was incredible. And so the VPS thing actually turned out to be, it turned out to be pretty cool. I didn't get to do, I didn't get to be there the whole time for the VBS. I was there for 2 days, I think, Becky Jo, yeah, 2 days. And they just kind of used me wherever. You know, I helped Jay, like I say, do some of the activities, and I didn't do a whole lot of the teaching stuff, but I was in some of the skits and stuff, but like Mary said, just to watch Becky Jo and Linda Drew, I don't mean to take any of their thunder away, but I'm telling you what, man, those ladies are going to have a special place in heaven. I mean that with all sincerity, really. I mean, it's just, and Jay, you know, he's...
Oh, yeah.
The guy, you know, I mean, you know, they just love it. I mean, a bunch of goofballs for Christ, man, is what they are. I mean, and, yeah, you know, and it's just it was awesome. And actually, I'm pretty good at being a goofball myself, so it was incredible. And just you know, and the kids, they just come and they just and then some of the parents, you know, they kind of stand. That was kind of interesting, too. I was, you know, they kind of stand back. But then the second day, they get a little closer, you know. So it's really cool. I love what, you know, God, he will, you know, he'll use those kids, man. And I'm thoroughly convinced that he'll use those kids to touch those parents' lives. There's no doubt about it, you know. And that's what I think, you know. And so anyway, so that was my part on the VBS. I got, like I say, I got to spend 2 days there. And then I went back to... Bluefields. I went back there, and I was back there by myself for 2 days. Well, I was with all the other people. I was with nobody that spoke English, but I was with, you know. So that was Mary talked about a stretch. That was a little bit of a stretch for me. It wasn't, you know, I'm pretty comfortable. I'm pretty outgoing, but it was real hard not to, you know, when I, you know, I don't speak Spanish, so, you know, I speak some, but, you know, the words I speak, you probably wouldn't want to know. So anyway, but anyway, it was, so that was kind of, but actually Sunday night was kind of interesting. That's the day I went back on Sunday, and then the power wound up being out. And then all of a sudden I actually had fallen asleep where we stayed, and I heard singing, and so I realized that church had started. So I put my, you know, so I got ready and I went down to church. And it was just really cool, man. It was like the whole place, they all, well, you know, they just said, oh, Mr. I became known as Mr. Arthur. They all welcomed me and just, and that's the other thing that really impacted me too, was that the love of Christ, man, I don't care where you go, but if you talk about Jesus, it's just the same. It's just genuine love. And those people, like Mary said, man, I'm telling you, they got nothing. And they just, but they got that. And that becomes so apparent in a short amount of time. I mean, those people were just, and they took such good care of us. I mean, they took real care. Nobody got sick. I thought they took such good care of us with the food and stuff like that nobody, you know, and they just took such care of us. And it was just incredible. So anyway, so when I came back to Bluefields, I was by myself for a couple of days. Monday was kind of a long day. The power, we had to wait for the pool to get drained. That turned out to be the construction project that I wound up getting to work on. I'm a ceramic tile setter by trade, and guess what I got to do? I got to set tile. Yeah. You know, go figure. What's the odds of that? You know, I was prepared to go do anything but that. And when I found out that that's what I was going to do, I said, well, cool. The only problem is they do it like they did it 50 years ago. So I was kind of copping an attitude, to be honest with you, because that's kind of who I am. Because that's part of my, you know, that's part of my makeup as a man. And you know, do I have what it takes? Is my work, you know? And I wasn't performing the way I felt like I should have. So even, you know, even there I was, you know. And Vital had to keep telling me that this is the work for the God. This isn't who you know. Nobody's measuring you, Art. Well, I am, you know, and that's. You know, this guy over here, man, I'm supposed to be good at this. This guy's leaving me. This ain't, you know, this is not good, you know. And I'm supposed to be the, you know, the big tile guy. And it was hard, you know. But even that was cool because I learned that I don't need to do that. That's what I do. That's not who I am. I've been trying to learn that for a long time. And he had to take me over there, you know. I mean, I couldn't work very long because, for one thing, for the humidity, and I'm 54 years old, and I'm telling you what, man, that heat was killing me, man. And there was a picture in there. Oh, and Mary talked about being stretched. Mary has got, I mean, she has got such a willingness to do whatever. She was my tree. She was standing there with the umbrella. I don't know if you saw it with the umbrella. That's what she did because when her part got done. Art, is there anything I can do to help you on the pool? Well, you know, not really. And so she's kind of standing behind like this, and she shaded me. I'm going, you can do that. And so then she went and got the umbrella, and that's what she did. She stood there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours at a time, just stood there and held the umbrella and shaded me. You know, it doesn't sound like much, but I'm telling you what. Yes. Because that sun, man, when the sun came, you know, we're praying for the sun so we can do the tile because it's outside, but part of me is going, it's going to be hot. You know? And it was. And those people, they don't sweat, man. I don't know what, you know, that's not right. I'm sorry. It just, I mean, I'm dying, you know. And these people, they're just, it's like, and, but anyway, so what did I learn? I learned a lot. If I'm not careful, I'll cry. And that's okay. I'm not going to apologize for that because that's connected to my heart. And that's the best thing I got going for me is my heart. I learned a lot that I need to really be thankful. I need to trust more. I keep looking back going, man, if I would have did this, if I would have did that. I talk a good talk, but I'm a poser, man. I really am. You know, I talk a good talk, but... Anyway, I learned that I need to just be thankful, man. Thankful for my family. Thankful for where I'm at. You know, I thought I was going over to do something for somebody else, and I came away with them doing something for me. And, you know, even the... even the flight home, I take credit for us getting to fly. We got to fly back first class. I'm taking credit for that, too. And I'm telling you why I'm going to take credit for it, because I started to cop an attitude. The reason we missed our flight was because of the airline. Are you kidding me? We're 20 minutes late, and you just leave. We're 20 minutes. We're missing our flight because you guys were late, and you just leave. That's what they do, you know? And so we miss our flight. So anyway, so I'm copping an attitude, you know, I can't believe it. I'm getting, you know, and then so anyway, we wind up making a new flight, and we thought we were going to have to go stay overnight and everything. So it turns out this guy brings everything up. We get to fly first class because we missed a... It's like, all right, shut up! You know, God's going, you know, and the same thing happened. Every time I do a trip, something happens like that, and I go, what am I going to learn, man? This is actually better off anyway. I'm getting to fly first class now, you know? And it was actually better because we were running for the airplane, you know, and we missed it and everything, and then we got to just kind of hang out longer. We got to hang out together, love on each other longer. It's like, God, you really, I'm so glad that you're in charge. I'm such an idiot. You know, forgive me for getting all angry and everything. And then, you know, and Becky Jo, I mean, are you kidding me? She said, yeah, she was like, the whole time we're on the plane, I'm flying first class. And so it was just such a blessing. And I'm telling, it was a complete God thing, because the guy was saying that we were, you know, when we first went up there, Linda said, well, you guys have to, you know, we got flights tomorrow. And then he goes, oh, wait a minute. The plane was full, but not first class. So he got seven, things, you know, for first class, seven. Isn't that God's number? You would think I'd figured this out, right? It took me 11 days to finally go, wait a minute, that's the number of completion. Are you kidding? And that even happened. That was kind of a trip how that even happened. Jay was supposed to, James, he was supposed to go. And I was kind of pissed, frustrated about that, too. I was. You know, I was kind of frustrated about it. And the first thing I did was focus on how that was going to affect me. And then I started thinking, well, wait a minute. There is more. There's something going on with him for him to cancel. Okay, Art, how about, you know, focus on that instead of you? So that's what I did. So it actually turned out kind of cool that, you know, James and I wound up going everywhere to number of completion, you know, and we got the five first class. And then it was kind of interesting because the plane was full, because even they made an announcement later that they were actually selling upgrades, you know. All over the room was first class, and that was for us, you know. So that was kind of cool. I just learned a lot. I'm sure I'm at my 20 minutes, so. But, you know, God's, I don't know, that's the way this kind of stuff works for me. I go in expecting one thing, and... things turn out a whole lot different, and I'm always accusing my wife not being one that rolls with things very well. Well, she's been rolling with me for 32 years, so you know what? I need to just stop that, you know. So, and because you know, like I say, I talk a good talk, but Mary talked about being flexible. I thought, you know, I became pretty flexible. It took me a little while we were on our trip, but I finally did.